This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Roog. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Damn, Sammy. Damn, Sammy.
Yup. What's up with y'all, man? Happy Thursday. Happy hour.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Glad y'all tapped in with me. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Please let somebody know we here. They should be here. Real quick before I get into my guests, I'm going to pay these bills.
This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Roog, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves.
Shout out to Rich Jules, and today is a goodie, man. It's a goodie. Got some dope folks in the situation. You might have heard of these guys. Introduce yourself to my people, please.
Oh, man. It's the one and only Shank Prezi, man. I'm here with my OG Benny, man. Gas Gang Invasion. Pippin' with Sammy today.
I heard that. You know? Pippin' with Sammy. That's what we doing.
That's what we doing.
That's what we doing, man. Appreciate y'all brothers coming through, man.
Y'all already know. It's been a long time coming, man.
We should have been here.
A long time ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, in due time, everything went in time. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all feeling good today?
For sure.
I heard that. Now, OG Benny is a name that the city been knowing.
Right.
And recently, a lot of the battle rap industry is getting to get real familiar with you, Benny, lately.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you starting to be more vocal and more present.
Yeah.
But Shank Prezi has been an MC amongst MCs for a long motherfucking time.
Yeah.
And a battle rapper for a whole shit. What? How long?
I mean, what are we on out?
We going
almost
in
3 years.
Three years.
Yeah. Yo, that's let me make some noise for that, man. Yeah, man. So, like I said, everybody respects what Gas Gang has going on. That understands what Gas Gang is trying to do. A lot of people don't really get it.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't. Is it a league? Is it a clique? Is it a, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different shit.
Shit turned into a little bit of everything after a while, but you know, I'll let OG tap into the origin of
It's a conglomerate, bro. A lot of people do get confused of what the structure of what we do, and it's like it's family oriented first.
Right. Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Before the music, before all that, it's a structure of family first. And mm-hmm. The music, the battle rap, the shows, the products,
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the graphic design, it's no basis that we don't cover.
Right,
and
right.
it's like it's somebody in the family for whatever you need.
You do graphic design and all that.
Yes.
Yeah,
design, clothes, anything you can put on your body, as mm-hmm. well as Kells with his brand.
Absolutely.
Kels, shout out Killer Kells, man.
Absolutely.
So we got something for that everybody, like even Los. Los is here now, one of our cameramen we work with.
Yep,
so anything you need, we have somebody in the camp that can fulfill that. And this is one of their businesses. This is one of their, this is something that they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's bigger with us. We just on the mission to just uplift what we got going on and appreciate any support that we get. And whoever make it through the situation first, whether it's with a product, whether it's with music, whether it's with whatever, mm-hmm. we just trying to get through the door and just do what we got to do, man.
And not just with the city, too. Like, we spreading, you know, our brand,
mm-hmm.
you know, all over. I had to correct that because, you know, no Diddy.
See what you did
there. Yeah. Shout out to all my people. And be more
Shout out to Touch Money. Nah, I'm glad he wasn't here for that. Yeah, man. We broadening our brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of the states and everything like that. So that's becoming a good thing.
Shout out to Jersey,
all our Baltimore guys and everything like that. We all over the place.
Houston.
So. And gas stations everywhere.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Sure. I've been seeing you broadening your brand shit. I was in Marcy with you when you tore somebody's head off in the projects.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But since then, you've been having a hell of a year on the battle rap side of things, man. Visibility-wise.
Right?
Yeah, the people know who you is. They know the face now, like more so than they did before. You had the Miss Hustle look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had the URL look, had Smack acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Smack don't give it up like that for everybody. You know that.
That felt good.
It felt good?
No Diddy.
I mean, 3 years. Said it's crazy.
This is crazy that we in this time now where we just
got
to.
You got. Cause that mean, didn't, you ain't got to. Even feel good to say. Yeah, I ain't going to do it, but y'all do what y'all got to do. Y'all with battle rap shit.
No. I'm being comical, but at the end of the day, that was a real. I cherished that moment because I didn't think much going into it, but you know. Looking back at it, it's like, damn, this nigga, he's in front of elite people all the time saying all types of crazy shit. So for me to go in there and wow him and everything like that, that did a lot for me.
Yeah, because a motherfucker in his position could be burnt out by lyrics.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
So if you get a motherfucker rocking with you, then mm-hmm. yeah, you really said something. And that's heavy. But was that the plan like this year? Like we turning up this year for
president? I mean, OG will tell you, like initially when it came to the whole URL Crucible thing, like I didn't really want to put myself in a place where I felt like a contestant or, you know,
I was a little surprised.
You know what I'm saying? So that's not really my whole, you know, the way I move. But you know, shout out to Stiz. He thought it would be a lucrative move, you know, especially coming off of the Don't Be in the Trenches project. Shout out to Top Floor Luke. Absolutely. Just dropped that.
Absolutely.
That was crazy. Just shaking shit up in the Battle Academy world. Shout out to Easy too, because it's all just competitive shit. It ain't like nothing crazy and anything like that. So we just battle rapping. But we took it in the world of how we wanted to do as far as the studio and the videos and things like that. So yeah, it's just been a hell of a year so far, so good. And you know, that's what we working hard for, me and OG, and the help of everybody else in the infrastructure, man. Killer Kells over there, shout out to Loose. And you know, anybody that I don't mention, you know, it's too many people to mention because everybody plays a part. Ghetto Rich, everybody. So you know,
yeah, it's too many people.
We just like a movement at this point. Initially it started just on some battle rap. Let's get like a battle rap team in this shit, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like I came in this shit with you know, trusting OG's judgment because he was already playing a role in this battle rap shit. And then when I was like, fuck it, let me get in this shit, you know, I kind of let him lead the way with moves that, you know, was lucrative for me and everything. Like
to
that.
Me it was like okay. it was like a type of thing where, like, you know how your man nice and ball and you want him to come out on Sundays, but he always like, I ain't playing no ball, man. Right. And that one Sunday he like, man, I'm coming out the ball. You already know, like, you coming out. Oh, he going to kill. He going to go crazy. You know what he going to do. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Some Tom Shepard shit.
That's how it was. That's how it was with him, because it was like he said, I was already in the mix of the whole, the battle rap shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, when we started talking, and it's like, he's like, man, I think I'm going to jump in that shit. I think I'm going to see what's going on. I'm like, you for real? Like, yeah, I'm like, man, just think about it.
They got to take it back. I used to fuck with you on occasions. Like,
oh, say you wanted to battle. Yeah. Set me up a battle. Yeah.
Like, yo, he right there. I'll tell him right now.
Yeah.
Why were you doing that, though? Like,
because, I mean, for me.
Was you bullshitting or was you really like.
I mean, I always loved battle rap or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people around me would influence me. Yo, you'd be crazy in this shit, bro. Get in this shit and everything. But I didn't think, like, the people around me was ready for that type of shit that was going on, you know, everything else outside of the shit. And then battles that I done had, I'm going off, I'm reflecting back on like real street battles that I done had, fights done broke out, mm-hmm. guns drawn, mm-hmm. you know, all types of crazy mm-hmm. shit. So I'm like, man, I don't even know if y'all could, these niggas bumping each other and doing all types of crazy shit, man.
You
like
spit flying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but after my mom passed and everything like that, I just felt like I was just going, you know, turn a new leaf and do something new. And at that point, I ain't really felt like nobody could even say anything that would hurt me more than what I just went through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me tap into this and shit. Yeah. See,
that's
what's
different.
Up. And then, you know, me just being a fly on the wall, you know, hanging around OG, inviting me to certain battles, Cicero mm-hmm. having battles and shit, just me being a part of it.
But I say, you knew all the MCs from locally.
Yeah, one day OG and OG was going at it with a couple of guys from the academy and everything like that. And the argument they was having, you know, how the guys was talking, you know, I felt like they was being arrogant. And then I was like, you know what, man, like, OG, give me him. And it happened to be like K Walker. You know what I'm saying? K Walker was one of the guys that OG was going back and forth with. Yeah, shout out K. We got a great rapport now and everything. I mean, it never was nothing. It's just like I saw, it's always.
He was back in play.
But he was the guy at the time that everybody was like, you know what I'm saying? He was the most consistent coming from the city that everybody was saying outside of the, you know, the DVD era guys and everything like that. So
see, I knew what it was going to be, bro. Like, once he was like, yo, I'm going to do it for real. And I'm like, you serious? He like, yeah. When I hung up, I knew what it was going to be. I'm like,
so you
dead.
Believed him. You believed him this time.
See, this is what people don't know, Sam. He's been around me since he was
since I was a young
boy. Okay. They don't know this.
Okay.
We were signed to the same independent label.
Right.
My old head came on from jail. Shout out to my old head, Bumani. He came home from jail. His mom passed away. May his mom rest in peace. He grabbed the crib, man, and his mom's crib, and turned it into a studio for us. Because I was on house arrest at the time. He didn't want me to get in no trouble. At that time, I was really chasing rap.
Right.
Me, Prezi, Mill, shout out to my man Dre Flo, one of the producers. Right. It was a few people around. So that's when we was working. We didn't been to the Power 99. Yeah, we didn't did the 103.9.
Right. We done been on tour and everything.
We done did all of, we done did all. But see, we don't get into that. Like times like this when we talk about it.
Yeah. Like, I like hearing that, though. Be on
We live in the past bullshit and all that, man.
And that is not about that.
Just
at
our work show for
But it's been covered. Y'all done paid dues in a real way in a lot of different ways. Yeah. And that's important to say at some point.
Hell you know what I'm saying?
But it's all about timing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Those who know, they know. They seen us. They was around. They was they know what's going on. So there's no need to trade accolades. But when I knew he was for real about coming into this battle rap shit, I knew what it was. I told Stiz, I said, yo, my boy is coming and he's going to shake this shit up. Right. And Stiz was on some like, oh, man, you supposed to say that. You did it. And I'm like, I'm telling you what he's going to do. I'm telling you.
Stiz here every week.
Dude. And when he came, they tried to line him up.
The funny thing was, Stiz wasn't familiar by the word of mouth, how OG was describing. But once I came around and I started lightening Stiz. Like I said, I was always in the mix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You said 3 years. Like when I first seen you at Glockaware was more than 3 years ago, and everybody said you was nice.
Because I've been going to Glockaware before battle rap.
But so niggas, but I'm just saying, like, niggas know you was nice before.
Yeah,
you know
I was always in the mix with the music. The day before my first battle rap, I just shot a video with Beans.
Yeah.
So I was already coming in like, man, I'm validated by the GOATs. Like, it ain't nobody in here pen that I need.
I like it, though, because you need some kind of confidence.
How do we get to the money? Like, how do I get paid? That's all. You're going
to
have to go through the steps. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. But you're going to have to do this. And, you know, it worked out. Like, I did 3 battles. And by my fourth battle, I actually threw on my own. Shout out to Bones, Trap House.
Yeah, for sure.
Trap House Battle League. And everything. Me and him collabed on the joint. I was just, like, you know what, let me try this out from an entrepreneur standpoint, like from a standpoint. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, like I said, like, I'm not a new young boy in this shit, so I always had those aspirations. Mm-hmm. I was always throwing events and things.
Kind of like figured out how you would do it if it was yours.
The music. So it's coming into this shit, trying to figure out how to insinuate compensation. What can I do to give myself some faster negotiation? You know what I'm saying? Do I have the strength to do it on my own? Because that would build a lot of leverage in going in negotiation. So doing my when I threw the battle with that, I had that to bring to the table. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all may not want to, you know what I mean? But I'm going to get it regardless. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that was always my mentality going into this shit. But shout out to the Academy. They definitely had a good regiment for me, had good names for me, looked out, gave me good opportunities and everything.
Yeah,
all that goes
hand
in hand. Like,
And you were saying he got lined up.
Yeah, Stiz tried to line him up his first battle, man. And we laugh about that. His first battle was Ant Brown.
Yeah.
At that time, Ant Brown was, you know,
shout out my guy.
Yeah, salute to Ant.
Ant Brown.
Yeah, salute to Ant. They gave him Ant Brown his first battle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that time, Ant was getting busy. Ant was bad. He was getting busy. Yeah. So it was like, for real, Stiz? Like, you know, I wasn't worried. But it was just like, okay, I see
you
what
threw
you
high
yeah,
in
he
that,
did,
my
he
man.
Didn't, he didn't just go be like, you know what? I got another up-and-comer. Let me let these two battle.
Right.
He got Ant on the tip of like, let me see if he really built like that. Like,
well, you was talking it.
Oh, well, I wasn't worried. And just what I said was going to happen, that happened. You know, and we've been rolling on ever since then. We've just been rolling on.
So, wouldn't you prefer it that way, though, Prezi?
What? Like, as far as...
If you come in against a newcomer, it really don't count to
well,
your three battles.
He would tell you, I was already aiming for the top anyway. So
who did you
like,
want at the time?
I mean, like I said...
You was
know,
at K. Walker Neck?
Yeah, only... like, it was a conversation that him and OG was having where, you know, when I chimed... And this is on footage, too. So it's like somewhere along these threads, I might send this to you so you could, like, just reflect on it. But I was walking up after the face-off with Sis and Dre Dent, as we was walking out, you was having a conversation on who you honestly felt was stinking it up for the city, or whatever
that
the case may be. Certain motherfuckers didn't agree, but K. Walker was combating that. He was passionate about that. No, you can't say that about me, because I've been doing this. That,
oh, you
this,
said
that.
Walker was stinking it?
No. He didn't necessarily just point
he just
Walker
put
out.
In
he was
it.
Just saying his opinion.
Not
I mean,
put
just
himself in it,
left.
But he was just saying, I ain't one of them.
The people that
yeah,
were around,
yeah,
so
yeah.
it was
yeah.
like,
right.
no, you can't
I just
say,
to
that
be clear.
Say that about me, da 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 da. At the same time, as I'm walking out, you know, they was kind of like making it the bid about Cicero coming back, Bradley Dennis and everything like that. And that's my man. So, like, I'm hearing the udders and the snickers and, you know, all these things and shit. So I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Let me, I'm putting the cape back on. Like, get me him. So OG like, oh, you ain't just going to go in and just, you know what I mean? You ain't just get a guy like that from the jump. So, you know, it's going to be steps and everything like that. So if you're willing to participate in this particular regiment, then, you know, things could, you know, be lucrative for you
later.
I was
at first I was real humble. You know what I mean? It was like people like would like they see like over time they start seeing how he was. He's like humble all the time. Interviews, when battle. Like he'd turn up when he battle.
You don't need
like
me talking.
In the, that's what I'm saying. In the studio, regularly, just even kill humble. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like that. But for his sake of battle rap and us doing business, it's certain times I gotta turn it down. In the beginning. But now, I don't give a fuck now. I don't care. He's the best nigga in the city. He's the most quoted nigga in the city. A lot of these niggas run their shit past him to find out that, like if it's what it's supposed to be. And a lot of people give him his props in the dark.
Get your LeVar Ball on.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not sugarcoating none of that shit, man. It's been 2 years. And shout out to all the guys that battled C Cash, Kane, B Dot, Jers. We got Hop. And Geechee, we got collectively Hannibal. We got fucking.
No, y'all got fucking.
Bro, we got 97 and 8, man. As a collective.
How did you say that?
Yes, and if you
97
think, yeah, you
eight,
can pull up every battle.
The stats, which is,
I forgot the stats. I forgot
I'm not
the
here
I should have brought them with me. I should have brought them. No,
I'm not here to debate it. Like that's I damn sure don't know.
Years.
Careful, the mic on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Going on 3 years. C Cash, Hannibal, Geechee. Hop,
Jim B Dot,
and Prezi. Mm-hmm. Add up all the battles going into from going into now to the 3 years, all of their battles, it's 97 wins and 8 losses, with 3 wins away from 100. You name another crew in this city that in battle rap period. Collectively, that has done that. You
get down
wait.
On the ground.
Get got a whole scroll.
I wait.
Every statistic from day one written in old head English.
No debatable. No debatables in the lost column.
Written in old head English is crazy.
Yeah, he definitely got
ink type shit. Like he's passionate about this. Like this is pinpoint accurate.
Yeah,
I be
right.
Asking him all the time. I'm like, yo, where we at?
We 97. I'm trusting. I'm like, yo, you sure you counted that? I got it, man. I got it.
They been doing that since spades.
Yeah, bro. I'm proud of my
keep
guys,
the
whole bro.
Going joint.
I stand behind everything they do, bro. I'm proud of them and what they done, bro, because it's so easy to lose focus.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's easy to lose focus and then feel like, oh man, he rising up, he getting better than there. And it's easy to be like, man, I ain't dealing with that because guys understand what's going on and they fit, everybody's in their pocket.
How do you choose?
There is no choose.
What's the process?
The process is that
we hold our own. It's yeah, not to cut you off, but it's like niggas go we grown men. So it's like niggas ain't young boys in this shit. Everybody that we got, they already know what self-sufficiency is and shit. Like, ain't no...
I like that.
We ain't got no, like... You know, we all come together, come out our own pocket for this shit. Ain't no super big bag behind us or no mysterious old head that's just fronting checks and all this weird.
Oh,
like,
which is a big
shit.
Part of battle.
We
right?
make moves, we shaking moves and make a name for ourselves. Do it the organic way. And we come out our own pocket and we hold our own with this shit. We don't ask nobody for nothing.
See,
we don't owe
nobody everybody
nothing.
Think is that, like a lot of people that see, it's two different sides of the vision because a lot of people... just getting tapped into the music. They don't understand, like, the whole Gas Gang thing is battle rap and music.
And music, yep. Everybody
it's music. Like, and then the music, like, my mission, excuse me, this spring and summer is to make people get this music. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of great records that's been put out, great videos. They got overshadowed. They got overlooked. I take the blame in some of it because some of it wasn't promoted the right way, and I feel like it was my job to step up before these things got dropped to come up with a plan of promotion. But I'll take the blame for some of that.
Part
you
of the process.
Saying? So
sometimes
it's like now I see the yeah, and I see the mistakes that was made, and that's not happening this time. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like
I've been there before.
I mean, you're covering a lot of shit.
Yeah,
too,
guys
so
are working. You understand what I'm saying? Like Kel's just dropped the album, and he's about to drop something else. We're here today with the camera. They're shooting video today.
As we speak,
yeah. So
video
so it's like
It's actually a show, but go ahead.
Everybody's dropping music. We got the Gas Out project about to come out.
Dope.
We got the Gas Station Refuel project about to come out.
Fire.
We got the City to City Gas Station joint about to come out. There's a lot of music that's about to drop, and it's going to be to the point where either you're going to like it or you don't.
Absolutely. That's always the case, but you got to get it out. And
oh, yeah.
It's like anything else. You got to make the people aware you ain't do your job.
Yeah.
They can't pass a law if you motherfuckers don't know it got passed to a certain capacity.
And it's not even a thing of where nobody has to wait in line for anything. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like Kels can go home and record a 5-pack. Prezi can go to the studio and record a 5-pack. And it's just like, well, when you dropping? I'm dropping on the 13th. All right, well, I'm going to wait till the 16th. You know what I'm saying? It's none of that. It's no, everybody's just working. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about a lot of personalities and you pointing it out because you know that's not normal.
No, it's not.
Like, you know that's not normal.
And that's what people tell us.
And that's what they say we can't do in Philly.
No, they see it. We've been going on 3 years. They see it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But they also...
I've been kicking it. I've been preaching it. Like, no, there's a lot of motherfuckers out here that's operating decent. Y'all just don't know. Y'all not outside for real. Y'all just listening to the ongoing hashtags.
Yeah, bro, you got to see it. These guys are performing. They're at shows. They're performing.
They're supporting
like,
each other.
Always doing. If we get, this is the thing. Like, we all support each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we haven't been in one building yet, full strength, because somebody got to be home with the kids. Somebody might have to work.
A lot of times, three of y'all got battles in the same day.
Exactly.
I've seen weekends where one is out of town this way, one out of town that way, and that somebody just, local. Just, it happened that, during that your hustle battle.
Yeah, so like I said, that just happened.
Jurors had a battle that day. Right. Somebody else had a battle. Cash was there. Somebody else had a battle.
Cash battle back
though. Yeah, he was supposed to have a battle that day.
When I did the smack shit, they had the Gates of the Garden drawn.
Yep.
They all won that shit. Shout out to them, man. The guys is definitely.
No, that's work.
They got to do, man. It makes it easier for us. You know what I'm saying?
It's a blessing, bro, to be around so many personalities and everybody get it.
Irking at times.
Yeah,
though,
definitely. You know? This ain't the perfect family. You know what I'm saying? People get on each other's nerves.
Definitely family feuds and shit like that.
The public will never know.
But, like, it's funny because you say y'all all support each other. Everybody's 100. Y'all get backlash for that. Like, they really try to use gas against y'all.
Definitely.
Like, y'all ain't the gas.
But we know why. We know why. Because, like I said, people don't have the support or the structure. They need that. They don't know how to get it. They don't know how to be cordial with people to be able to receive that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see other people doing it, they shun it.
They get uncomfortable.
They want to see us online arguing. They want to see somebody from the gang online going crazy about something that happened. And it's like, oh, Gas Gang, this, that. They want the news. They wanted it. Y'all not going to get that.
Please don't get on.
And it's like, what they want us to do, like, not be a team, not support each other? Like,
and
what
to
the
put it in perspective for people that's not necessarily better at fans, Gas is when somebody says something and the people behind them react.
Yeah, unwarranted react.
They overreact. It's called gas.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens is the same thing that happens at talent shows and showcases. When you bring your crowd is going to motherfucker react. It ain't the other person's fault that you didn't bring yours.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
never
that. That's not even it. I mean, that's a good entendre if you want to put it in that perspective. But that shit was, like, for us, it's like we all smoke heavy marijuana.
Yeah, that's what the thing
was. Jersey's the healthiest nigga.
And that's where it naturally came from.
Clinically approved.
Yeah, Jersey's the most clinically
approved. Yeah, like,
shout out to my guy. Good.
Yeah,
you need a piss test and shit. You need to get a job at Jersey.
Call Jersey.
You know what I mean?
Jersey got it for you.
He's the only one that's just not gassy, but he does the most gassing.
Yep. Like, Jersey be turned.
So it's like,
Jersey be turned.
Man, we don't give a fuck, man. It's like, what the fuck? You like, at the end of the day, it's like, what the fuck? We not supposed to have support. This is what insinuates the bag at the end of the day. It's like, these motherfuckers come in here with 2-3 motherfuckers thinking that this shit's supposed to be lucrative. They don't understand what insinuates compensation.
Let's keep it real, too. My bad.
Rap real good, and then a check's supposed to just come their way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big thing.
For sure.
But to keep it funky, like, battle rap has been so... It's going on long enough that people know what narratives people can pick up for them, right? So they know that if you get more reaction than me, I can say, well, that was just your people. And then my people have a leg to stand on to fight.
But there's always this one thing.
But that's strategic. It's bullshit.
Always, yeah, but it's always this one thing. The tape.
Right.
Yeah.
It always drops.
Mm-hmm.
So when it doesn't matter if somebody feels that way, because if you got 30 people behind you and they going crazy with your haymakers and all that, and you and the guy feel like, oh, they hyping, they gassing him up. When that tape drop and them people watching, they gonna feel like, oh no, that was crazy. Yeah. They was supposed to act like that. That was crazy. But see, what I tell a lot of people when they say that, look
trash.
At the people that in the building.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We don't know half them people, and they going crazy. We don't know them.
Right. Yeah, they always blame me for.
Battle rap could use more camera angles too, though, because sometimes you only see the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For
that's crazy. But like, they blamed the Miss Hustle battle on Gas. Like, she ain't forget her round. She blamed Gas for why she forgot her round.
Good.
She blamed that? I ain't hear that.
All right. I'm gonna stay out.
I believe.
What she say?
I don't even be paying attention. She probably didn't say that. You probably just
no.
Heard
she
this
attributed
was,
that part of the reason that she forgot what was going on was because it was too much going on your side.
Good.
My thing is, we warriors. That's
the strategy.
That's not a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, but you know that's not really too credible from her, because you're talking about like she's almost a 20-year vet in this shit.
Yeah,
I know that she done been in all types of crowds and everything like that.
If you can stand in front of him and the people behind him intimidate you to where you forget your stuff and you supposed to be a professional, that's no excuse for that.
I'll give my humble opinion. My man was cooking.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Went up there and motherfucking hit unleaded and unlimited at the same damn time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she came on and it felt like she was starting to stir fry something.
Yeah,
and it just didn't,
she definitely
didn't
had a ferocious approach.
Yeah, it felt like we was going somewhere.
And that's what she
I was
do.
Excited.
That's what that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not.
Because we never want to see that.
I wanted the classic.
We want a battle. We want a battle.
I wanted the classic battle.
We want a battle. I want to see somebody get done to get a don't.
Right.
One or the other.
Yeah, that's what the goal was for everybody. But unfortunately, it didn't go. That's what happens sometimes. But, you know, we move on and we focus on the next one.
Yeah, do you feel more eyes on you since that battle?
Yeah, definitely.
You got a big name, or did mission accomplished?
Yeah, definitely.
Mission accomplished.
I know I did my part. You know, regardless, I mean, everybody, you're not gonna be everybody's cup of tea. I understand that. So
absolutely,
I don't want to start falling into that delusion, because mm-hmm. I'll be defending shit that ain't even need to be. Like, I know I did great. Like, I didn't feel like a loser leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gave me positive, you know, response to, you know, my presentation. So
to be in such a crazy ass sport, which is like, I say that with all due respect, I love battle rap, but mm-hmm. you know, it's a wild place to put your energy into.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty even kill. Where that come from? Is that mom? Like, you've always been like that? Like, as far as your
life, it's just like, you know, like I said, me, I'm a late bloomer in battle rap, so I stepped in this shit as a mature grown man.
That's
like
a
to
big
think
fact.
Of myself
that
so
makes
it's
a
like
big difference.
I done faced adversity and overcame shit that a battle rapper can't faze me about. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just simple as that. So I bring that aura into it. That's just how I am, period. Like, they'll tell you, I mean, on and off the mic, on and off the stage, on and off camera, I'm still that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't see me arguing or raising my voice with anybody. Have you ever seen me, like, really get crazy with anybody ever since you, like, on some arguments, dime shiz?
When we was coming from Chicago.
He don't count. He said, yeah, you only asked me for one.
I knew it was.
What it was.
I know I was setting myself up. Shout out to Showtime.
We was coming from Chicago.
Yeah, he
man,
the only
yo,
one. He the
man.
Only one. He don't count, but like, you know.
Yo, he
don't count.
He
would
not shut up.
He don't.
I'm.
But that's like my brother, though. Like, he's like, you know what I mean? That's a different, whole different situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to allow none of these battle rappers to get me out of my cool.
Y'all was in Chicago for Showtime Battle League?
No, we was in Chicago with Battle Academy and shout out to True Foe.
Okay, with the Foe joint. Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Went out
that.
There and...
How'd that go?
Went out there and tucked his shirt in. In front of his whole family.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like, seriously, like no bullshit. Like, we got out, we walked, like, you know how, like, some of the houses got the little side alley that lead to the backyard?
Yeah.
This whole family there. They were celebrating. Like, I'm talking about, like, family to the point where the nieces was holding the babies on the hip, like little cousins type.
They were actually mourning and, you know.
Yeah, they was having
a repast.
Yeah, repast and a cookout for somebody's. And so the whole family was there, right? And we walked through and, like, you know, speaking to uncles and cousins and neighbors and everybody. I mean, it's a whole backyard full of family.
We felt lined up initially.
Walked
in
that
joint. I had to call an audible.
and tuck this shirt in. And shout out to, was that his aunt or his mom?
His aunt, his mom. I had to incorporate all of them in
yeah, shout out shit. To his aunt. She said that some quick we had to leave. She told him, you and the manager, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. Y'all got to leave. I said, damn. So it's like, well, he said, can we get a plate? She said, hell no. The way he just killed my nephew, y'all ain't getting shit.
She stood on business.
That's on camera.
No, shout out to his folks. They was cool. They were generous.
I know.
Shout out to four folks, man.
No, that's funny, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's hilarious, yo.
Yep.
But what's that like, though? Like, is it better? Because to go on the road, because you travel.
I mean, it really, yeah, I like going on the road just to kill the stigma of hometown gas type shit, just to show that, you know, I could be great in different geographical standpoints.
Because they treat Philly like we spoiled now because we got home options.
See, we like going on the road.
Niggas ain't always had home options, though.
No, we did.
I mean, like, when you think about a lot of people from Philly, the people that we speak of, the DVD guys, they started out going on the road and everything.
On the road.
Yeah. They would battle each other here, but like they was seeing other motherfuckers.
Like some
it's like now the way the culture is now, for anybody to get the opportunity to battle out of town is a blessing and it's a beautiful thing because not only are you representing yourself, you're taking the city with you.
Right.
So it was like, you just gotta go handle your business.
Right.
Nah, that's heavy. I don't know how niggas memorize all that shit.
Me either.
I don't know how niggas keep they cool. Like, it's so many aspects of it that's like, I couldn't never, like.
I'm not gonna lie. I could dish it, but I can't take it.
I can't take it.
I didn't know if I would be able to withstand it either.
You know, I knew that was going about to happen.
Yeah.
You so, ain't shit, Prezi.
So it's like,
because it's a thing of like, it's like the bumping and the pushing and all that shit.
Yeah.
That shit be different. I have certain people that like, they can't come to the battles.
Yeah.
They got to wait till it drop.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I know y'all want to come support, but I don't need y'all there because it's like y'all don't understand that if he's battling and somebody hit him with a shoulder, I don't like it. But it still bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it's a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? And he understands.
I try not to warrant that type of shit, but you know, people still try their shit. I mean, she did. That was cool. She's female.
And he understands it. So it's
she
like.
Supposed to.
Yeah. So he get it, and it's like we get it, but it's like certain people was like.
She bigger than you.
Y'all got to wait for it.
I was actually prepared for
y'all
that.
Y'all can't come to the battle.
I had my whole team. Making sure they had the barricade right there.
They said it wouldn't fall. We had to.
I seen her battle rock and that nigga.
She caught him off guard.
Like that nigga, he ain't expect that. So no. I can understand how that unexpected equilibrium could be.
We can't let him fall.
Yeah.
What's out of bounds for you in a battle? What's off limits?
Like just knowingly that, like, yeah, I mean, like, say, you try to, like, touch at something like my dad or something like that, you know what I mean, knowingly, like inadvertently, like, and then I grab your mom, had your dad, and like anything like that, I know it's just inadvertent, you just using it to correlate, and I'm cool, but if you like,
right.
And that bitch Nina, I'll piss on her grave, it's like, that's gonna
the round is over,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, you say that at the whole battle.
Anything else than that, it's like, as long as you're not overly physical, because I understand the entertainment, it's visual too, so it's like, nobody want to see nobody just stand there, and then they're like, I got a big gun, and then do this. Like,
everybody's so tough, but nobody gets affected by any of this shit.
So you got to like, play it out, and make it seem like you tougher than the guy, so it's like, all right, you want to bump me, or point or anything, like, I could, you know what I mean? Like I said, I don't overcame you. We had guns in our face and shit like that. I'm not worried about a fake battle rap gun and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm too poised for that. You're not gonna get me out my cool for that. But you'll know when it's just blatant disrespect.
Mm-hmm. No, you definitely got a good way about keeping you cool. I salute.
Yeah, I got the best defense in battle rap.
Commons man wins, as they say, right?
Got the best defense in battle rap. I'm a defensive battler.
Yeah, like Floyd Whitaker.
I'm not a
Floyd Whitaker.
I'm not coming in there to, like, you know, I'm dipping, dodging, countering, and then I'm getting out of there. You know what I'm saying?
So we said spring and summer. Focus is we ain't stopping battling, but we working rollouts for the music.
That's always in the play. Just sometimes with the schedule of battle rap, you know, it takes me particularly. Away I like to get in that space where, as though, you know, that's why I never choked or, you know what I'm saying, you ain't gonna see me fucking up or flipping up too many times or anything like that, because I really got to be locked in just to make everything else sellable and for what I'm trying to stand for and get out of the deal. You know what I'm saying? I got to be right. So it's like, I try not to overwhelm myself when I know I got particular plates on the agenda. But other than that, I still find time to get features and things like that in, just on some cool shit. Like if I get the round done, and it's like, all right, knock this track out real quick, get this video done, things like that. Cause I'm still a artist first, like, you know, I try not to embody the whole battle rap image. Like, yeah, I'm just a battle rapper.
And you don't want to think about no man the whole damn time. You exactly. Gotta get your mind on some other shit. That's crazy.
That's definitely unattractive to the household.
Yeah.
You and in there too, just and it's too
shadow box
to a person who doesn't write.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So all this in your head.
Yeah, all this is in my mind. So it's like when I think
go ahead, man. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, I no, fuck with
they like, don't say it till they're around it, man. And I'm not, it's quite sure there's other MCs out there, but for him to do it in the fashion that he does it and not write and consistently with a family, a new baby,
a toddler,
along with a new baby, older, you know what I'm saying? The whole family. And it's still. Come on, man.
Pop it about.
Man, I got a newborn, and I got daughter. She through puberty. My son, he just got married. I didn't even know. It's like it's crazy.
But still, to still be prepared and show up and be professional,
right.
And give it up,
yeah,
and go back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't maintain that cool, man. They can't maintain that cool, man.
So for Benny, because you gave me your answer already. When it comes to rolling out the music, are we bringing the tours back and the radio runs and all of the stuff that y'all touched on that y'all had already did before? Like, is that part of the plan for the spring and summer with the music?
The rollout is to we have our own station. We have Gas Gang, Gas Station Radio.
Yep.
And we have GasStationRadio.com. It's going through some construction because I'm changing some stuff up, but we should be back up and running Monday.
Word.
But as far as the rollout, we getting the fuck out of here.
I like it.
We getting the fuck out of here. Every other week or every 2 weeks, we in D.C., we in Maryland, we in all the tribe. We running around the tri-state. We out of here, bro. We will not be sitting around worrying about the city supporting it. The city supports it, it'll be a beautiful thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's not to say that the city don't support
it. No, I'm just saying for those who do, we appreciate it. But for those who don't, that's cool, too.
It's just to raise awareness.
But we worrying about going other places. You see what I'm saying? We trying to get the other places, network with other places, not just as well as the music, but with the businesses that we all have going on to be able to network and outreach. So it's like it's a few internet radio stations, it's a few college radio stations that I talk to.
Dope.
Prezi has a rapport with him and Cosmic Cab. They have somewhat of a rapport with the music. So as far as like, you know, what he doing, that'll be a link if Kev is interested in, you know, playing something.
Right.
Kel's
as long as it's fire, yeah, Kev won't like, fuck with it, man.
Yeah,
everybody
so like
got
with Block Aware and these other places. So it's like we definitely had a rollout, but my plan is not to be here. It's to be on the road and not giving the whole sauce away. But we're going day trip hustling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
No, it's
day trip hustling.
I had a very similar plan that I ran with some people a while ago that sounds very similar to what you're talking about.
Getting out of here, man.
Just work our way down and back.
Yeah, I got a different marketing thing to, you know, it's a thing to make people want just be like, what's that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's how we're going to run the play, man.
And then shout out to the, he just looked out, the oil you just gave.
He came bearing gifts and stuff. Thank you for the reminder.
So we got the Bello and Bello, hair and beard oil for men. Right. The Bello, the brand is Bello. It means handsome gentleman. We got the Bello right there. It's all natural. No parabens, no alcohols, no overbearing scent.
Talk to me nice.
It definitely moisturizes the, you know, if you use it for your beard or your parts and your for your braids, as you know, for your dreads and all that kind of stuff. And then we also have the Bello B3 turmeric face wash coming.
Mm-hmm.
So Bello is just a whole men's care line that I'm building.
Fire.
For you know, for your hair, your face. And we got the hygiene, and we got the body wash and shampoo coming. And we just working, man. We doing a bunch of other things, man.
Yeah, you see, we was about to overlook that. There's so much shit on the.
No, and it's crazy. I'm glad you reminded me because I definitely appreciate this. And I'm gonna use this.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm gonna use this. Yes, man, I might need to re up soon.
Oh, I'm gonna wish it's around. It's around, you know, man. It's around.
Cause I like that we're paying not that we're paying more attention to our hygiene. I like that we're getting paid for our hygiene.
For sure.
I like that the businesses that we're using for these beers that Philly is known for these waves and for the skin to glow like you just came home.
Yeah.
Go into somebody's pocket that makes sense, man. Yeah. Because they'll put one of us on the front of it and there's 10 of them behind it and they get paid all day.
Yeah.
So I love that part. Like I'm excited about that for you because
I
think that's what we need.
Yeah,
if they ain't gonna give us toiletries, we should supply stuff that's healthy for each other.
Yes, right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Once we get everything in line, I will be hitting you up. Yo, I got a bag for you. So go for yourself and put some stuff on the table.
Absolutely. This nigga, he got a toilet tissue coming out. It's called Gas Wipe.
Yeah. I'm done, man. You can't listen to this one.
I was with him too, like
you gotta watch, dude.
Bro. This is why I told him he wasn't shit 15 minutes ago. I was with him.
That's actually a good idea.
I was like, everybody wipe their ass. Gas wipes. All right, bro. Yeah.
And we also got, we got the series coming out. I'm going to reach out to you and Kate on the back end of that.
Okay.
So we got the series coming out. Gas, the series.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out. It's going to be six episodes, first series. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my boy Wild Tuna, partnering up with me on that. He's one of the writers.
Shout out
to him.
Big Fish.
My guys at Fainbridge Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we doing my guy Black Reese and Brick by Brick Entertainment. So what we doing? Quick synopsis is
My life is the shit in the movie.
Yeah, basically,
it's like how my life is now. It's just recreating certain scenarios. Yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm with you.
I'm just talking my shit.
It's basically a 8 Mile and Power without. Without 20 kilos of cocaine, without niggas playing basketball with Rolexes on, all the over the top drug bullshit. People not getting murdered every 5 seconds. The whole push of it is the battle rap, the 8 Mile side of it. That's what we pushing. But we have to give the element of real life too. But it's just not gonna be overbearing when they like somebody got shot. Oh, they just shot. What's the name? So the whole thing is basically real quick.
It'll be like some red shit with about him. Misdirection, yeah. Like power and
it's centered behind him and really what his life is. He focused on music. He jumped into battle rap. His homeboy. Instead of him catching a body, he violates his probation.
Right.
Parole. Mm-hmm. He gotta go sit down. But he was already killing the battle rap shit. He wound up stepping into it.
Right.
Becoming the man. Right. He feels the type of way when he come home. He's envious about the shit. He goes starts his own Papa Doc and them now.
Mm-hmm.
So now they come in there president them. So already the Gas Gang, Kells and all the guys, they already with him and support him. So the whole thing leads up to all the stuff that goes on around him, but also seeing when are they going to battle. Like they have like shout out to my guys, Top Floor Loot and all of them. They playing the roles as like the Papa Doc and them guys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is gonna be built up. When is Luke and Prezi going to battle?
Yeah.
That's the whole season one of, like, when are they going to battle?
But
of everything else going on. So it's going to be a good jump, bro. It's going to be a great
jump. You act, nigga?
Yeah, man. I'm a fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's natural. Everybody.
Like improv.
He's got all his guys in front of him. And that's the best thing. It's improv. So it's not like...
that's what we do though. That's what the battle
you set up situations.
Theatrics helps the being in front on the TV side
because
it's like
that.
A show.
Yeah,
it's like a play or whatever. So the way I my presentation, I try to think to that degree because I'm not just thinking battle rapping all day. I'm trying to hopefully Nick Cannon see this shit or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He think I'll be probably an asset to his. I be thinking. To that spectrum. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that helps into the, the acting, transition, because it's like, you're already under the camera all the time. You already got to, tweak your personality and tap into different personalities and things like that.
Do you think being so quiet helps or hurts your marketability?
No, I think, like he said, we've been doing this for 3 years. I try to, I'm just being me. Like, so a lot of people,
I understand
they're not them.
I understand
so
that,
like when people be telling me to do something that's not me, then
I'm not at all doing that.
Exactly.
I'm just asking you how do you feel?
I think it helps them.
I mean, I don't feel an effect negative because I'm not even focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been me for so long. It's like, with the results I've been getting, it's like I know people that's doing what you suggesting or not suggesting, but what people were suggesting.
How about
to
say,
it's not lucrative.
I'll tell a nigga to step outside his comfort zone when he's producing.
I think it helps him because it's not me from like the like it makes it easy for me on the manager tip because he's not a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to talk to everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll call me and be like, yo, I talked to such and such, and they said boom, bam, boom, and then we'll go over what he's comfortable with and what he's not comfortable with. It's not about my comfortability because whatever he's comfortable with, I'm comfortable with.
You got to coach every player.
Yeah, so it's just like, right. It's like we go through, we break it down, we go through it. If it makes sense for him and he's comfortable with it, we rocking out with it. If it don't make sense and he's not comfortable, we try to find a way around it, and we just right. Rock and roll.
9 times out of 10, it's a dub. if we ain't comfortable, you know what I mean?
No, I got the same consideration for him. But I think you got to operate that way anyway, because anything that you do that's high intensity could drive you crazy after a handful of years.
Yeah.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So right. I don't, like I said earlier, I wouldn't tell anybody to operate outside of their comfort zone unless it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
If you choking and stumbling and shit, we got to figure something out.
Yeah, I have been,
you know what I'm saying?
Advised to enhance my character of who I am.
You got a great personality. You're intelligent.
You know, right. So, I get that, but, some people just obnoxiously and ignorantly just go into shit and then just, charge it to bad.
You don't
rap.
Just make a nigga Charlie Clips. You don't just make a nigga surf. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, right, Clips is funny as shit all the fucking time. He always feels like talking.
Right. So I pride myself in being me and getting good results with being me.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't broken a sweat in battle rap yet.
And that's what, and it's the thing.
This is what bothers them.
He's not flustered.
Do you listen while they rapping at you, or are you going over bars? Like, what are you doing? The motherfucker.
Yeah, I grade they bar.
You that comfortable? My work is in here, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna be great.
It rubs people the wrong way when you that comfortable, man.
Yo, it's a motherfucker, yo. Appreciate you. It's a motherfucker.
Well, man, I've been on songs with the goats of my city arguably got over on them and shit, what some people would say. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
You should check out. Because we talked a lot about battle rap.
You're going to make me pull out a scroll written
in old head. Look out the video with him and Shaw. Let me in. Him, Shaw, Beanie Siegel. The video is out. It's not just a song. If these dudes get... they may get a verse from
me. And I got songs with everybody, with the exception of Meek Mill.
Everybody.
I got shit with everybody but Meek Mill.
Everybody but Meek?
Basically.
It's a hell of a resume.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe you got some of the younger dudes, like, I have yet to tap into the young, like the D-Sturt, the Philly Goat guys and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Salute to my peers.
Most of my peers and, the guys before me, I checked those boxes off. The State Pride guys, the Major Figure guys, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When did you start this feature run?
I mean, that's just been my thing. I mean, for a long time, I was on a real run from the police for like 7 years. So it was like, I was just like trying to present myself in a finessing type way where I wasn't on the forefront. And in doing that, I was strengthening my company and everything like that. And putting other people, the Showtime Dimes, the Murder Miami.
HMO family, man.
Little tickets and things like
that. Shout out Shaw. I see Shaw every week.
Yeah, sure. Somebody that I met that was a guy like me that was already doing this thing and everything like that. He wasn't nobody that I had to, not that I had to put anybody under my wing, but for what I started, me and my cousin, this whole Hold My Own company, we had people that, just gravitated to our brand over the times or whatever the case may be. But Shaw, he always had his own company, and he just somebody mutual that I met in the course of doing our thing. And then, we created a great rapport from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always putting my guys in front of me when I should have been the dude that was really like pushing myself, but I was in hot and I didn't want to, I was scared to be out the cities and everything. I had warrants and shit like that.
Everything so cleared now, though.
Yeah. I'm good to go. And, over time, I don't know. When I finally did get these charges dropped, because they was petty. It's just that I was catching cases back to back, like one day and then a week later. And then when the subpoenas was coming in, I was just like igging them joints and going back to the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit. I ain't get. And I remember having a conversation with my cousin Mill. He was like, yo, did you go to court for the first joint? I'm like, Man, fuck that shit, man. They gotta come get me. I said some shit like that. He said he was literally drinking, so he was like, yo, don't fuck your career up doing some stupid shit, not going to court. I'm like, man, I'm gonna be good. That's stupid ass. Like, that's some petty shit. Ain't like I murdered nobody and shit like that. They'll catch me when
they'll
they
act like
me.
It.
Like, yeah,
they'll
but you know
you that
way. They'll act like it.
And then, you know, for a long time I was going under a whole nother name, like my neighbor's name or whatever. I'm not gonna put it out there.
No,
like,
not at all. Please don't.
He was a guy that was clean cut, went to college, everything. He ain't really had nothing on his record. So I was like, you know what?
I'm him.
I know his birth date, his address, everything. When they catch me, because I ain't got no ID or nothing like that, I'm him. And they were like, well, what's your social security? Ma'am, I don't know. I'm high. I never had my social and everything like that. I was just finessing through the times, years and years at a job or whatever the case may be. And it finally did catch up to me, both Jones, and I wound up sitting for like a little couple weeks or whatever. And then it was just not that deep. And I'm like, damn, the whole time I mean, this shit was petty as shit.
Compromised your whole situation.
Yeah.
Everything.
Cleared up. Yeah. Oh, so, you know, that had to happen because at the end of the day, you know, I was strengthening my team, my company to where, though, now that the ball's in my hands or whatever, everybody is self-sufficient. They hold their home. They know how to go out and make their own opportunities.
Yeah.
And it's easy for me to just be me to the fullest now. So it was a time where I was recording. And in that 7-year hide and run, I started picking up on engineering and doing all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it strengthened my skills in other, you know, other places where, you know, now I could just sit back at home if I need to and record myself and do things like that.
One brand you didn't mention is...
Two Left Feet.
Yeah, that blank sweatsuit you had on in the...
Oh, yeah, the motherfucker.
Nigga said he had on a blank.
Yo, ease
my squad. Why was they? Yeah. Come on,
the
bro.
The feet was on the camera side.
Come on, man.
The feet was camera side.
Where was it? Where was the sweatsuit? Where was the sweatsuit?
No, bro. I was watching. I watched the fucking battle.
I'm just
in
trying
real time. I was supposed to be there. The only reason I ain't go real shit, because Cass was like, pull up with me. I'm like, bet. She wanted to see it too.
So let me ask you this.
So we ordered the pay per view.
You saw the feet?
Huh? Yeah, I saw it. You can see it on the
screen. Saw the feet.
Maybe he's not familiar, but I've seen the logo before. You know what I mean? But I saw it. It was right here on the, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Killer Kells. He flew this design over to me.
He saw the feet, man.
The original feet. And then, I got my guys. Made up. Shout out to Ghetto Rich. He made
so that's the OG. Shout out to Kells, man. Yeah, he's always working. He sent me some shit. You know what I mean? We got to figure out what we're going to do with it.
OG.
He gave me a template. Like
everybody.
Man, we get busy, man. And anybody want any smoke with me and Kells, with me and that, we can have merch wars, too.
Oh, merch wars.
Yeah,
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we can have merch wars. We can have merch wars with anybody. We're talking about blank canvas, sweatshirt, hoodie, whatever you want. We're talking about blank canvas and put it together, whatever you want to do to it.
In real time? That'd
be crazy.
In real time, on live.
Like, we be on live.
Cameras on
deck. Pull somebody on camera, they like, I want Batman and a brick wall, and both of y'all
We go live on the joint, cameras on deck, and we take a random person in the chat and get what they want. They take a random person in the chat and get what they want, and we put it together right there on the spot.
And you can keep it simple. You can just do names.
We see, that's the thing. That's passe, man. We that ain't nothing.
Way beyond that.
And
we play with
graphics and all that, man.
We acting crazy.
Yeah. Man and nephew take blank screens and
I was just trying to figure out something that would fit the time period. But y'all don't need time. I'm no disrespect. I'm just not one of y'all.
A gashing show.
I'm not one of you. A gashing show. No, that's next. That's after.
But it's coming. Yeah, we definitely can have a merch.
You just said it. So now somebody wheels is spinning while they watching this motherfucker. I gotta bang you.
Yeah. Holler at me. We do good business.
Merch wars.
Definitely had merch wars.
I like merch wars though. I'm excited. I want to judge.
It's something Kels we've been playing with, and Kels,
I'm kind of fly. I could judge.
We just never. Hey, we got one judge already.
Yeah, I can judge.
We got one judge already.
Yeah, let's act crazy. Yeah, that'll be fun.
We got a lot. It's so much. Sammy's like, I can't even, like, I forgot about the May. We got the song. We back in the building with the song battles in May.
Okay.
We secured the spot yesterday. So what I'm doing now is I want people to get their teams. 5 teams, a captain and 4 people. You can pick whoever you want. And we're going to do teams. We're doing song battles live on stage. They're getting judged for performance. They're getting judged for song. They're getting judged for different things. So it's going to be judges there. We're doing it live on stage, mano a mano, three songs apiece. You can get beat 3-1, 2-1, however it go. But we're doing that in May. Secured the building yesterday.
There'll be a date
very soon for that. We have the reality show we're working on. Shout out to the people that I'm working on with that. We have a reality show called Big Love coming. Big Love is about helping big women find love, or big guys find love. It's going to be kind of funny, but it's going to be a real thing. It's coming, so we're going to have...
Can you tell me about this?
Yeah. We got Big Love.
This new to you.
We got Big Love.
I mean, of course, I wouldn't be fit to...
I'm in meetings all the time, so it's just like it's just a lot of stuff going on, man. So it's just like we got the Big Love going on. It's going to be basically... we have a female big woman, BBW, couple gentlemen there. Ask the questions and, you know, see what she liked. And they're going to go to dinner. Then we're going to come back on the recap to see how the date was and all that, to see, you know, if it was some big love going on. You
who's
know
doing the recruiting?
Who's in charge
is
of the budget?
Is it a BBW lover doing the recruiting? Like, who's classifies in charge of these BBW?
Dinners?
Huh? Who's in charge of the budget for these dinners?
Well,
the thing about the dinners is it's a few things we working out now with a few chefs that are going to, like, cook and sponsor, like, they want to sponsor the show. So be like,
they're
gonna cook the dinner, or pre-have something pre-made. They sit down for an hour, bust it up and all that, no cameras and all that.
You're feeding big people, so this can't be.
But she's gonna have more of a portion than he would. You know what I mean? She'll have extra chicken for big, you know, for we're gonna make sure
they're gonna make 8 pieces, she can have 5.
It's just something like that. It's gonna be we're gonna have the big guys that's looking for, you know, situation. Then we're gonna have the big women that's looking for the situation. So we got the Big Love coming, and I'm start shooting next week. I got the Pack Burners marijuana podcast that I'm doing.
OG all over the place, man.
Yeah,
he working.
Yeah,
he
lot going on. It's a lot going on, man.
I like it.
So we just working, man. But like I said, I'm definitely gonna be reaching out to you and the lady. So we can get together and do that. I got a lot of things going on, man. A lot of things going on. And I'm working, man.
You're about to become regulars, man.
I heard that.
There's always going to be some shit we got to promote, or, you know.
One thing that I need y'all to, I need to ask y'all before y'all get out of here. It's a whole thing going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Trenches, Battle Academy, who can better do. What's your take on the energy of what's going on in the city? And I'm not trying to be salacious at all. I'm just saying, y'all on the inside, y'all know everybody involved.
For me, real quick, because I'm going to let him handle that. He's the battle rapper. For me, I love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Philadelphia needed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether people look at it, I don't care how they view it.
As long as people are
paying attention and the guys who are moving to get noticed, that's all I care about.
That's what you wear?
That's it.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's necessary. It's not nothing that we haven't experienced before, especially coming from the city.
You dropped the EP.
Yeah. I come from the cloth of, you know, like my peers is like Joey Jahaz. And you remember, like, Joey Jahaz put out Big Dog Yard, going at Jonesy and everything like that. And everybody was going doing they back and forth. Shout outs to both of them because they both my guys. Yeah. But, you know, I'm cut from that cloth or whatever. So, you know.
So being an insider, you feel like this is good energy so far?
Yeah, because it's from a good
place. Because you shouted out easy at the top.
Yeah, it's from a good place. It's just competitive nature. It ain't like, I hate this guy, he did something wrong to me, or he's trying to stop anything. Like, nobody's stopping anybody money. Mm-hmm. We just doing what we would do on stage, but just on the track.
What has the reaction been to the music, get caught lacking in the trenches?
Yeah, they fuck with it.
Beautiful, very receptive.
They're streaming everywhere.
And the E-Hive, so to speak, hasn't been.
They don't like it.
I mean, why would
they like it, though?
But
I think they secretly they like it, because we put out good music at the end of the day that I know everybody can relate.
I think fans of battle rap like the energy, for real.
They love it.
I think that, like, he did the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I have people compliment me on their work.
No.
Yo, OG, that John Luton president, and I'm like, okay, thank you. We appreciate it, because it's like, damn, you was listening to that? Like, okay, like,
what was smart about it was the visuals dropped immediately.
Right.
The visuals coming out
shout
early
out to Los, man.
Was very, shout out to
Los, man.
The fire, the Jordans, like, you know what I mean? Like, the look make it where, because at some point, you could spend crumb shit.
Yeah.
But when you see it, this ain't crumb shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Niggas don't need.
We pride nothing. Ourselves in that, man.
Niggas don't need nothing. I think that's important.
The execution of how they did it was perfect.
I think that was
because
important.
He was just calling me like, yo, we just did this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, word? Like, yeah, we about to do this.
I had relevance and logic behind it, like, though. I wasn't just being a creep. It's just, you know, I was just participating in this game that we play or whatever. So it's like, fuck it, I want to play now. You know what I mean?
I mean, niggas didn't go above and beyond anyway.
No, that's all. We still going to show up to each other events and everything. It's battle rap.
You got to understand the circumference that you in. It's battle rap, bro. Nobody's bleeding. Nobody took no money. Nobody threatened anything.
This is the space where you can do that because, like, in the actual industry, motherfuckers be actually really getting killed behind these joints and shit. So it's like we already used to being combative. So
yeah. It's that's like why just, I said Philly understands
the texture of it a little bit. But that's not nothing that he's not used to. You got to remember, he done did top tier and then this many.
And that's what I say. He did it and it brought an energy that was needed at the time. When
So he understands. I don't think he tripping about it. He's playing the game.
No, I think he understands content.
Yeah.
I think he understands energy and all of that.
It's like the blank sweatsuit and everything. Like I said, even if he did see the logo, that's just the appropriate thing to say. You just going at you.
When you look at it that way, why not?
It's like, I don't want to take the sting out the joke or whatever because I laughed at it. But I'm confident in myself. I know how I carry it. I know I dress better than him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not worried about that. You see my guys and they're like, come on, man. And this is just on the humbug shit, but you know.
As a Philly nigga, can I say something to y'all?
Yeah, of course. That's why we
I appreciate the energy. I appreciate the energy, man. Situation. Man. I grew up in not even a DVD era.
Yeah.
I had Stars VHSs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that old. I had the VHSs. I had Freeway in the headband spitting all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, PD and Indy 5, Jack Frost, all them niggas. Yeah. Like, I had that.
Yeah.
The energy was here, and it was here in a real way. And then we had Cruz, and Cruz was going at it. And it was like, everybody know everybody, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And we died down, and we started writing for motherfuckers, and we started chasing other cities and doing, and everybody, a couple niggas got bags.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, yo, the energy that y'all are participating in and y'all are a big part of,
mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it as a fan and as a viewer, as a spectator, as somebody that loves the sport.
Humbly.
That's what we love the sport for. You know,
I like to see niggas be nice.
Yeah.
If you got a game and you can't shoot for shit, but you dunk on niggas, when I come to your game, you better dunk on some fucking body.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck about you trying to pull from half court, bro. Go dunk something.
That's a good analogy. I'm one of them.
So I appreciate the energy, and I appreciate niggas doing what they great at, and I appreciate that y'all got a squad that y'all can willingly and confidently say supports each other in a real way. And like you say, put bread and energy into the support.
Exactly.
Not just, oh, that's my man, I'm going to repost it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real energy and finances is important.
Right.
It's important because until we get to the other side of this, we got to push the cart up the mountain.
Yeah, motherfuckers be scared to invest. They scared to invest in themselves. They just waiting for somebody to give them the opportunity based off what they think their talent is. They not putting the work in behind it. So that's what separates me from a lot of other people. Like, my work ethic is probably the top. Like, you know, I hate even getting in this bag because, like, I'm so humble.
No, talk heavy. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, piffed up and all that.
These niggas don't work like me when it comes to this shit, man. I be in 10 places at one time, man.
Next.
I be doing, like, many things at one time and shit. I be just knocking it out, figuring it out, and I'm not the richest nigga and everything. I just know how to prioritize and make shit happen, shake shit up, so.
Now, before I let y'all tell everybody how to keep up with everything y'all got going on, I'm gonna point out that Prezi has been talking crazy since he been checking me, and he just been getting away with it. We let him slide, but you good.
Yeah, what
you
I said.
You been flagrant. You'll see it on the playback, but it's cool. We gonna start with Benny because you got 18 business, and this nigga got 8. So you go first.
That makes perfect sense.
First of all, too, make sure y'all follow my daughter. She just started her brand's Opulent Lips. It's a lip pen to help you get the get the gloss to help you, you know, swell your lips up. So make your follow. It's called Opulent Lips on Instagram, and that's her website, opulentlips.com, for the ladies. But yeah, man, we just we appreciate you having us up here, man.
No problem.
Shout out to Sipping with Sammy show, man. I'm looking forward to locking in and doing business with y'all, man. And we just got a lot of stuff coming, man. Just look out for us. You can find me at PIP Lil Blanco on Instagram. I really don't be too many other places, but I'm on the gram like at least 6 hours a day. I'm online all day, so you can find me on there. And just anything with the with GAAS on it, that's us, man. And click it and check it out, see what's going on, man.
That's easy enough. I like that. Well, just type in the brand. It's we the only ones.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, man. Two Left Feet merch is on the way. Put your orders in now, man. I'm doing it, you know, play by play until I feel like I got enough, you know, demand on it to where I'm bulk them up and everything like that because I don't want to be sitting on a bunch of, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, get with me, man. Put your orders in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all my guys. I can't say it no more than. Shout out to Syph Lords over there. Get your videos done. Shout out my man Kells, man. You could pretty much get anything done with that guy or whatever. From the booth to the fashion and graphics, whatever. You already know what OG do. Shout out Ghetto Rich and shit. Shout out my HMO team, Dom Shiz, HMO Mill.
And I got to shout out one of our biggest supporters, man. Shout out to Honey Rock, man. That's my dog.
Honey Rock.
Shout out to Rice to the Rizzo, man. 30. That's my dog. Tune. There go Tune. We just was talking about
And my son, he got a fashion line too. Black Ice Apparel.
Yeah, Black Ice.
Fire. Check him out.
Yeah, shout out to Left Line. Black Ice. Check that out for the youth or for the older people. Check out the Black Ice, man. Nephew Rolling, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's doing the kids, we grinding over here, man.
So you understand what we just did, right? We sat here and talked about hip-hop, talked about battle rap, but we talked about entrepreneurship. We talked about promoting each other. We talked about expanding horizons. We covered a lot of dope shit in this regular conversation about your journey. Mm-hmm. And that's what motherfuckers need to tap into. Get yourself around the right people, and all you'll have to say is dope shit.
Right.
Only thing you can say is, oh, yeah, my man. Oh, he got that. Oh, yeah, my man. Oh, he got that. Mm-hmm. We done had enough. Yo, my man, such and rest in peace. My man, such and such. God bless. Like, let's talk about who out here moving, too.
Los, what's up, Los?
I love it, yo. And I appreciate you, brothers, man. 100. And I wish y'all the best, man. I want y'all to keep killing shit.
As long as we got people like you supporting, we all right.
It's Piffin' with Sammy, man.
Piffin' with Sammy episode, man.
Yeah, that's what we going to title it, too. We ain't going to put y'all names in. It was going to be Piffin' with Sammy. They going to have to find out on the flip side.
I'm fine with that. That's good, man.
Say that.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
I'm sippin'. Fucking yuppie transplants. Move the fuck out. Get out of our fucking city. You ain't even fucking born here. Tired of you motherfuckers.
On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'? Bitch, I feel like a Millie. On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'?
Something that I ain't gotta be. I'd rather be with leaders, not someone that's trying to follow me. I'd be where a dollar be, truthfully, and that's honestly. Mindset to the broccoli, being broke is a comedy. I'm over the top, so I tell these bitches to climb to me. My swag gon' make a fuck, that's a definite, not a problem. We got this bitch getting spooky, niggas bitches wanna do me. I make your bitch bust like Uzis, and she suck me like a smoothie. Her boyfriend a goofy, I take niggas bitches, yeah, I do this. Pop like I'm dropping, my niggas popping, I might take you shopping.
On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'? Bitch, I feel like a Millie. On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'? Bitch, I feel like a Millie. On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'? Bitch, I feel like a Millie. On the buck, no, it's Philly. C4, Tumble Billy. Where you trapped? Where you chillin'? Bitch, I feel like a Millie.
I heard they capping outside, they don't ride. How my niggas can't ride, they ain't moving how we moving. Oh, can we come rushing outside? Ask him if he wanna die, if he try me by the bitch, don't do it. Turn up in this bitch, man, let's make this shit a movie. Never miss them day, yo, got my hands the perfect student. Try me if you really wanna be a G tonight, ayy. Try me if you really wanna up and lose your wife, ayy. Try me if you wrong, I'ma show you what this right, ayy. Thinking I'm a bitch, it's a choice to lose your life, ayy. On the road,
doing shows, making plays. You know how it goes. Why you niggas mad? You niggas broke.
On the buck, no, it's Philly.
I swear.
C4, tell my Billy.
Right here.
Where you trap? Where you chillin'? Where you chillin'?